The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with MasterCard. Indulge your passion for food with exclusive dining experiences at priceless.com.
But first, the mobile phone market looked dramatically different 15 years ago. Who are the big boys? Well, Nokia, Motorola, BlackBerry, and the smartphone was no more than a concept. But those three brands I've just mentioned diminished more than somewhat when Steve Jobs unveiled the first iPhone. But the question is Nokia finally set for a comeback? Our technology correspondent Jess Kelly has the new Nokia. Jess, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, Nokia, it's not Nokia really.
No, so a company called HMD Global, they're a Finnish company, they bought the name Nokia. So although you might see Nokia phones in the shops, they're not actually Nokia products. They're HMD Global with the Nokia sticker over them. And what's interesting is, we spoke not so long ago about the return of the Nokia 3310, which has a massive nostalgia factor. I often reference it as one of the most sturdy, reliable phones in the history of phones. That they brought that back a few months ago now, and it did incredibly well. People wanted it because they trust the name Nokia. It doesn't matter what's inside the phone. It's just, it's that comfort thing of,
but it's brand, a simpler phone. And it's a cheap phone.
So it's about €79, and you know, it's a very, very basic phone, but it does have Snake and you can text and you can call, so what more would you want? But what HMD Global have done is they've expanded the range of phones carrying the Nokia name. And I'm really happy about it, to be honest with you, because the technology that they've put in is, you know, up there with the biggest brands that are on the market at the moment.
But again, well, let's clarify, it is an Android-based phone.
Yeah, this is the big thing. So the reason Nokia kind of disappeared was because they were very slow to adapt to the smartphone market. And when they did, they used an operating system called Symbian, which was an awkward mishmash of iOS and Android. And it was very unique to just the Nokia phone. So you had compatibility issues. The selection of apps wasn't as good. So what they've done, what HMD Global have done with the new Nokia phones is they have rolled out Android across the board. So this is the first, the phone that I have in my hand now is the Nokia 8, and this is the first flagship phone from Nokia running Android, and I love it.
Okay, tell me what it's got. Camera?
So camera-wise, it's very cool. You've got 13 megapixel camera on the front and on the back. So you've got the dual camera. It also has two cameras on the back, very similar to the Huawei P9 or the P10. And the reason why there's the same type of camera on the front and the back is because there's this thing called a bothy.
What's a bothy?
It's a selfie whereby you can take a photograph of yourself, but also the group in front of the camera at the same time, or behind the camera. I think
so. You can look at your beloved and take a loving picture of you both looking at each other.
Exactly.
At the same time.
Yeah. Or okay, just, you know, take a photograph. But whatever. So you do have the same quality camera on both sides. It can capture 4K video internally. And I looked at a grid this morning, side by side. So the Nokia 8 side by side with the S8. And it's very similar in spec. So you've got a Qualcomm Snapdragon processor inside. You've got 4 gigs of RAM, 65 gigs of storage, but that can be increased dramatically with the micro SD card. Battery life is bigger. There's a 3090 milliamp battery, which is great. So I've had this, I think I've charged it once in the 2 days that I've been using it intensely. And obviously when you set up a phone up to begin with, the battery life can kind of peter down as your apps update. But I've been so impressed. It's a 5.3 inch screen and the body is made from a single block of aluminium. And it is just gorgeous. What I really like from a user point of view, because I know we could go down and talk about the technology of the battery and all that kind of stuff, but what matters to me when I'm using a phone is, are my fingerprints, my grubby fingerprints all over the body, is it going to fall out of my hand? Is it comfortable to use? And the answer is, there's no fingerprints. It's very handy to use with one hand. And I have been so impressed by it. The only thing that's kind of let me down was the fingerprint scanner. So there's a fingerprint scanner on the home button, as with a lot of the smartphones. And I found it just to be a little hit and miss, which is a frustrating thing if you want to unlock your phone quickly.
Okay, big news from Lewis.
Yeah, so in the next hour or so, they're going to unveil a new service that's going to be piloted. They're trying it out for 6 months. And it's going to be a tech service to try and curb antisocial behaviour. So the launch is happening at the Stephen's Green's stop here in Dublin. But as a regular Lewis user, I use the Lewis twice a day, if not more. And it is quite an issue, the antisocial behaviour problem. So the idea is that if you're on a Lewis, you can text a particular number with the details and something will be done about it. Whether it's security deployed, all of that information will be launched.
Because they have their own security service on there, and they can be
You don't mess with them.
No,
you wouldn't
glass.
Walk by them. Right. But so that's good news for people in Dublin.
Some questions coming in. I bought a kid's GPS watch for my daughter's birthday. I set it up as per instructions, have a Vodafone SIM card with no money on it yet, but thought the GPS element would still work, if not the text and voice element. However, when trying to test it, it keeps telling me the device is offline. Any ideas what may be wrong?
So if there's text and voice facilities, you need to have a SIM card in it. You need to put a SIM card in it. You need to activate the SIM card and then it'll wake up, yeah. Oh,
by the way, speaking of the she has a Vodafone SIM card, what about that Nokia? Is it available from suppliers
at a price? It's
available
on Vodafone and it's available on Three and it's priced from 549. So it's an affordable phone. It's kind of on the high, it's the lower end of the high end or else, you know, the higher end of the mid tier, depending on what you want to spend. Personally speaking, I would much rather spend 549 on this than €1,000 on the new iPhone. I think it ticks a lot of boxes.
Okay, James in Dublin says, is it possible to record from my set-top box to my Lenovo laptop, which has all the usual connections?
Ooh, good question. If you can record from the set-top box when it's plugged into your TV, I wouldn't see why not. But I'm not. If you want to email patkenny@newstalk.com and give my little brain a second or two for the caffeine to kick in, I'll get back to you.
Thinking about buying a OnePlus 5 online, that's from Derek, should I?
Yes. I think it's Jerry Gilroy in here. Somebody in this office has it. And every time someone asks me what phone to get, a voice comes from somewhere in the office and they shout the OnePlus 5. It's a great phone. I haven't personally had one yet, so I can't give you an in-depth review. But from those that I know who have it, they highly recommend it.
I'm something of a smartphone philistine, says this texter. I've only used iPhone. I now have a 6S. How easy would it be for me to switch to an Android phone like the new Nokia?
It's very easy to do. So this is no longer a big intimidating process. The thing that I would recommend you do is before you touch your phone or your new phone, sit down at a computer and set up a Gmail address if you don't already have one. Then pick up your phone, your current iPhone, and sync up all of your contacts and all of your information to the Gmail address. Again, we have a very comprehensive guide on how to do this on newstalk.com. And then when you get your new Android phone, you simply log in with your Gmail address and your items are there. The fear factor of losing all of your content is no longer there. You just have to be, there's a few little steps and once you follow the steps, you'll be grand. Again, if you want to drop an email to patkenny@newstalk.com, I will email you the link.
Someone says, I want a good camera in my phone, but I only want phone and text. What can I get that isn't too dear?
What can you get that isn't too dear? The Moto phones, actually next week we've got another two brilliant smartphones from Moto which are coming down the tracks. We've got that both have great cameras. Also, it's the Sony XA, I think, is the smartphone that we reviewed a little while ago. It's around £250 and the camera is great.
And a final one, Emma says, I'm due a phone upgrade. I want to move away from iPhone. What do you recommend? Samsung, Huawei or Nokia? Which is the more user-friendly?
In terms of user friendly, I would probably go for the Huawei P10. That would be my personal preference. Again, it depends on how much you want to spend because we know that there's no such thing as a free upgrade. So you will end up having to add a bit of cash to it. If this Nokia, the Nokia 8 is free on your upgrade plan and you're not that pushed about the technology, if you don't want, you know, an iPhone specific or Android or Samsung specific phone, the Nokia one is absolutely great. As I said, it runs the latest version of Android and it ticked pretty much every box for me.
All right. A final one.
Yeah.
Cormac says, my daughter's in sixth class, wants an iPhone because all her friends have one. I believe iPhones are rubbish, says Cormac. Is there anything she'll miss out on if I get her a Samsung in terms of communication with her friends?
No. Every app that's compatible in terms of, you know, whether it's the Snapchat or Instagram stories or whatever it may be is available on both. So no is
okay.
The answer.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much. Now, lots to tell you about what's coming up on the programme, but now we'll go straight to the news at Paul Quinn.